News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Dublin City Council is to establish a task force to deal with the scourge of fireworks that is terrorising neighbourhoods all over the city. We're joined by Sinn Féin councillor in Dublin, Dáithí Doolan. Dáithí, I was in Johnstown Park in Finglas East the other night at Camogie Train. I think it was about 7:30. Fireworks were going off nearby. Literally, the sky was lit up. We've spoken about this, I think, about a week or two ago on the programme. Have things got worse since then? And is this task force going to help?
Well, obviously this task force, I think, is a very positive development. It was an emergency motion that the Sinn Féin group introduced to the City Council meeting. It was a positive solution-focused response to the nightly terror you, as you witnessed yourself and many of your listeners will have witnessed since July, in fact, July and August.
Yeah, yeah, almost every night they're going off. Yeah.
Every night it's gone off, illuminating our skies. And usually happens on Halloween, but it's happening extra early now. So we decided that rather than waiting for Halloween to tackle it, that we should put a task force in place involving the Dublin Fire Brigade, Gardaí, Youth Services, City Council, to tackle it head-on in a coordinated fashion. Not just the nightly terror that the communities have to face, but also trying to root out the source of it. Adults are importing, distributing and selling it. And we want to say the time is up on those people. You're going to come under the magnifying glass. We're going to root you out, find you, and you're going to face the full rigours of the law. Because simply responding on a nightly basis, the fireworks keep coming into the city somewhere. We need to find out the avenues. Some people have come to me with some evidence. I've passed on to the Gardaí. I hope they act on it and respond and find out the sources of it. But we hope to do this in a coordinated fashion across the city. Will it work? I don't know. But we have to do something in a timely, coordinated fashion. The other issue here, of course, is that the Gardaí need to be adequately resourced. Too many residents, too many members of the public ring the Gardaí only to be told there's no Garda, there's no car, there's no van. That's absolutely unacceptable. You cannot protect the vulnerable on the cheap. The public pay their taxes. They deserve a rapid, swift, adequate response and appropriate response from the Gardaí. So we hope we're going to contact the Commissioner, demand resources. We're also going to make a plea to the Gardaí. Don't shy away from the challenges here. You have powers. Use all your powers and root these people out and protect the vulnerable and the elderly in Dublin.
We wish you well with it, Dáithí. It is a scourge, there's no doubt about it. Dáithí Doolan, a Sinn Féin councillor in Dublin. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.